in its form of scroll.
你不是在那里读读就完了。
It's not that you just read and read it.
看一看就算了。
Just look at it.
乃是你要把它吃到里面去。
But it's something you have to eat into you.
你吃进去就说这里口里甜蜜。
You have eaten it and it's sweet as honey in your mouth.
但是在你的肚子里头，非常的苦。
But in your stomach it was bitter.
你有了这个负担了，你与神同情。
Because you have this burden and you are sympathetic with God's heart.
你整个的人与这个话就发生了关系。
Then your life has to do with this word now.
那这一个就是负担。
This is burden.
如果你讲的话与你这个人不发生关系，
But you preach has nothing to do with this, your life, your person.
就是表明里头你没有负担。
It tells us you have no burden.
在旧约的时候是如此。
In the Old Testament it was this way.
在新约的时候也是一样。
And so is in the New Testament.
我们看见使徒约翰,
we look at John the Apostle.
他在哥玛利海岛上,
in the Isle of Patmos.
他在那里也说语言,
and he was prophesying there.
到了第十章的时候,
in chapter 10 of the book of Revelation,
第八节,
and verse 8.
我先前从天上所听见的那声音又吩咐我说你要去 把那大海当一只天使的手中揭开的小书卷取过了。
The voice which I heard from heaven I heard again speaking with me, saying, Go take the book which is opened in the hand of the angel who stand on the sea and on the land.
我就走到天使那里对他说请你把小书卷给我。他对我说你拿着吃尽了，便叫你肚子发福，然而在你口中比较甜。
And I went to the angel telling him to give me the little book, and he said to me, take it, eat it, and it will be in your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be sweet
as honey. 我从天使手中把小书卷接过来吃尽了，在我口中果然甜如蜜，吃了以后肚子就发福了。
Then I looked and I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter.
天使对我说，你必指着多民、多国、多方、多王，在。And
they said to me, you must prophesy again concerning the people, nations, tongues, and kings.
所以这个就好像把这些话吃到里面去了。
It's just like eating or taking God's word.
在你里面就成功了一个负担。
So inside, once we see the word becomes a burden.
然后这个负担再继续化出去。
And through this burden, words released by through this burden.
你记得以利米他也是这样子。
And Jeremiah was this way.
在以利米23里面。
And chapter 20 of Jeremiah.
他因为在那里说话，受了许多的苦。
Because he was speaking God's word and he stopped him up.
所以他就不说了。
He said, I will not speak.
我就不再说话。
I'll never speak again.
但是他不说话。
But if he reduces
他里面好像火在哪里烧。
And he said, the words burn within me.
叫他不能不开。
I cannot help but speak.
这个就是有负担。
That is when you have a burden.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们要传神的话,
if we are to preach God's word, we must receive words. When you receive words from God,
这个话在你里面就成为一个负担。
The word comes to you, will be in you as a burden.
那么第三,
third,
你有了这个负担,
once you have the burden,
你就得求神给你发表的话。
So you must ask the Lord to give you the proper utterance.
你从神那里所领受的那个话是启示。
What you read, the word you receive from God to you, that is revelation.
而你今天要把你的负担卸出去的那个话是 utterance, 是口才。
But if you are to release a burden through words, that word is utterance.
这个不是我们平常所说的 eloquence, 这个口才也是。
Yeah. It is different. Utterance is different from eloquence.
保罗说，我到你们中间没有用高言大志来传神的话。
So Paul told Corinthians, I come to you, I do not use superiority of words and wisdom.
保罗是一个有口才的。
Paul, what he did was eloquent.
保罗是一个有智慧的。
Paul was a well-educated person. He was highly educated.
但是他说，我到你们中间，我一定要指引。
He said, when I come to his, I determine.
我不传递，只传耶稣基督，并他并受洗。
It's nothing but Christ in him crucified.
并且我在那里传他的时候,
so when I'm preaching him,
也不是用高言大志,
I do not use funeral words.
我是靠着圣灵和大能来说。
It is by the power of the Holy Spirit that I speak.
叫你们的信不在乎人,
so your faith is not rest, your wisdom is not rest on man but on God.
我们知道哥林多人都是喜欢讲智慧。
You know, the Corinthians, they like to speak about wisdom.
他们认为自己是有智慧,
because they thought themselves they were wise, they
have wisdom.
But Paul will not rely on human wisdom. He will not use human eloquence to convince them. If you do this way, if that's the case, you are using your mind to subdue their mind. But when we preach God's word, it's a matter of life and death. It is preaching the life of Christ.
所以这个你不能凭着你天然的口才和智慧来做。
So you cannot preach Christ using your natural eloquence.
但是他并不是说这样的话, 你就没有那个utterance，没有那个发表。
And that's the name that the word God is not expressed. If there's no expressed consequence, you can burn, nobody knows it.
你没有办法把它传给人,
you cannot release it and share it.
所以到你里面有负担的时候,
so once you have a burden,
你需要这些那些求神给你这个
So you must pray and wait for the Lord for him to give you the
utterance.
And Paul asked the Colossians to pray for him.
So
the Lord may give him the
utterance.
And to proclaim the mystery of Christ.
This
is beyond what we can do. So we must go before the Lord and ask God for the word. And to explain the revelation that we have received. And this is the prayer for the Ephesians. Chapter 1, 17, 18. That the God will give you the spirit of revelation wisdom to know the full, to have the full knowledge of Him. How
do
we know God? We know to know that we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Spirit reveal God's will in our hearts. This is an experience in our inner spirit. Now after in our spirit we receive this revelation. And Paul continues, so that to enlighten the eyes of your heart, that you may understand the calling of God is such a glorious calling. Enlighten the eyes of your heart. The heart of our, the eyes of our heart is our thought life. Is our mind.
我们在我们的心思里面要明白。
The mind has to come to some understanding.
灵里有了启示。
In the spirit, we have revelation. We have something now.
我们看见,
now we see something.
但是如果我们的心思不明白,
but if we do not understand with our mind,
我们不能把灵里面所看见的翻译出来,
then we cannot interpret what we have in our spirit.
我们也没有办法 Sometimes
we receive some revelation. We see
inward.
We are so joyful.
But
we are unable to share with others. We cannot share.
We can see
it. We are unable to share. So this we need God to give us the right utterance. Then we can serve our brothers and
sisters.
I give often use this
example.
Like a camera. When you take a picture, the impression is already in the film.
已经在那里,
the film already has an impression.
但是, 虽然在那里,
even the picture is on the film.
但是这一个film如果没有把它洗出来的话,
if the film is not developed,
没有人看见这一个照片,
no one can see the picture.
你要把它洗出来,
you have to go through the development.
这样你就给别人看,
and then you can show the picture to others.
所以当神的灵光照在我们灵里的时候,
so when first enlighten our spirit,
好像我们的软件上已经受了一个影响,
as though our film, the film has the impression,
我们看见,
now we see,
但是现在需要心思把它翻译出来,
but now the mind needs to be enlightened to interpret.
我们需要有话,
we need words to utter those revelation. We need to pray before the Lord. Pray the Lord will give us the utterance. More than that.
对,这一个时候,
at this very moment, we need to sweat.
弟兄那一天讲了,
our brother share.
父神的话就是出汗,
to reach out to is sweat.
那么现在要出汗,
and now you must sweat.
你知道今天在神的儿女中间,
we know among God's people today,
有两种极端,
there are two extremes.
一个极端说你讲道不要预备,
and one said when you preach you don't need preparation.
灵感,
just by inspiration. Once you stand, you do it by inspiration. Then you have something to say
right away.
No preparation. And any preparation is human effort. So some preachers, they never prepare. And they rely entirely on inspiration. I believe in inspiration. But I do not know how sensitive is your spirit. But sometimes it's not inspiration. Force inspiration. Okay, it's something from yourself. It is your own feeling. And so you say what how you feel. For example, yesterday a brother offended you. But the other extreme, they do not believe in inspiration. They believe in sweat. They believe in perspiration. So if they want to preach message, they sweat a lot, perspire. And they search here and search there. And think about this, think about that. And until they have a headache. And try to figure out a message to share. And that is really painful. So many people shut themselves in their room. They cannot see anybody. If anybody comes in this room, then no more message for them.
But
to really be able to preach and minister
God's word,
yes, on one hand we need inspiration, but on the other we need to
sweat.
We have God's revelation. God's word comes to us. But this word may just be one word. Or one phrase.
You cannot come and say just
out that one word.
你是懂了,
you understand, but the others don't understand.
And
you have used many words to explain that one word you received
from the Lord.
And so you ask the Lord to give you
utterance.
And you ask God to give you more words. You need to meditate.
你需要祷告,
you need to pray.
你需要查考圣经,
you need to search.
从圣经里头看有没有什么榜样,
and to look at the scriptures, there are examples you can use.
有没有什么例子在哪?
Are there illustrations there?
从这些圣经看看那些圣经是不是在那里相对?
And refer this portion of scripture, this portion, see if there is any connection there.
并且你要把这些话都把它排得真真齐齐,
and you must order the word.
叫你的话说出去的时候人能跟着你的思路,
and so that when you deliver the word, people can follow your thought.
那你知道有的人在哪里讲啊, 一下子讲到东一下子讲到西,
and some preacher they will speak this thing and then next moment they will speak another thing.
讲到最后没有人知道他是讲东还是讲西.
Nobody knows what he's talking about.
你不明白,
nobody understands.
所以我们需要在这一方面要下功夫.
So here we need to put some effort.
你要出汗,
you need to perspire.
要好好地去默想,
you need to meditate.
把神的话语放得真真齐齐,
and you must put God's word in its orderly way.
但是里面它是有灵感,
but you also have the inspiration.
所以这两方面都需要.
So this two size are we need both.
那么你现在有了神的话,
and now you've got to work.
你里面也有负担,
and you have a burden.
你也在神的面前得罪了哪些发表的话,
and you also receive the utterance of the expression from the Lord.
那是不是这样你就可以传神的话了?
And then you think you are able to deliver God's word.
你就到了时候了,
and the time comes.
也许这个是你过去一个礼拜在神面前的故事,
and maybe this is what took place a week ago.
那么到了主日了也许你要传神的话,
so the Lord's day you will hear to preach God's word.
那你怎么办?
Then what do you do?
那你就凭着你的记忆了,
you rely on your memory.
你就把你所记得的你就在哪里传了,
so you preach what is in your mind.
如果你的记性不大好,
and your memory is up to
you, 那你把它写下来了,
then you have no,
写下来读了,
and you just read it from your mind.
就是这样去传吗?
And that's how you preach. No, that's not the way.
我不是说你不可以写下来,
I'm not saying that you should not have notes.
我告诉你们一个我的,
I'll give you my story.
我年轻的时候讲到, 没有大纲,
when I was young, when I was preaching, I never used notes.
神不怜悯我叫我能在思想里头能记得这些事,
God was merciful because in my mind I can remember those thoughts.
并且我也能在神面前默想主的话在里头会发展,
so I was able to meditate and allow the word of God to grow in me.
但是现在不行了,
but now it's not the case.
现在我如果不写的话思想不了,
so if I don't write and put down paper, I won't have it.
所以当我默想的时候我必定要有一支笔在哪里,
so when the Lord gives me something I have to write it down.
但是我这个字没有人能懂,
but my writing no one can read it.
有的时候我自己都看不懂,
but no matter what I need to write it down.
我这个写出来之后,
after I have written it down,
我并不是说我讲的时候就是照着这个去读了,
that doesn't mean every time I share I rely on what I have written down.
我的肚子在这里，但是关键了，还是closed。有的时候我是打开,
sometimes I open,
因为有些话我记不得,
because some of the words I don't remember too well.
但是你在这里看见,
but you see here,
当你传的时候,
as you preach,
当然, 然记忆是需要
，of course memory is important。
你需要求神叫你的记忆里面这个话能新鲜，能活泼。
So you must ask Lord to refresh, so that the word that's in your mind will be something fresh, something living, alive.
你知道，当你在神面前默想的时候，那个话是活的。
As you met before the Lord, the word is alive.
但是当你去讲的时候啊，因为是昨天的事情。
Now, because now you're preaching and the word came to you yesterday.
所以话在那里，但是已经不活了。
But the word is not in your mind, but it's not as alive as yesterday.
所以你需要求神把这个话在你记忆里面再复活过来。
So you ask the Lord to quicken the word that he has installed in your mind.
叫你传的时候，这个话它是活的。
So when you deliver the word is still alive.
这个负担还在里面。
The burden is still there.
这个启示还在里面。
The revelation is still there.
好像你当时接受的时候。
As though the day you have received from the Lord that fresh.
我想这个也是一个很重要的意义。
I believe this is also very, very important.
有的人呢，实在先给他提醒。
Some people, the Lord indeed has given them something.
他实在是有负担。
They really have a burden.
并且他在圣经里默想也有话语。
And as they met before the Lord has given them word.
但是这是昨天的事。
But that was yesterday.
当他站起来的时候。
But today he stands here.
完全凭着他的记忆来讲。
And he relied on his memory.
这个像背书一样。
It is just a memory.
这个里面就是死掉
的。It becomes dead.
所以我们需要求神在我们的这个记忆里面重新把这些事情给我。
So we need to ask the Lord, as though the word that He has given us in our mind, to quicken it in life and make it alive.
但是比这个更重要。
But more than this,
当你传话的时候，你需要有主的。
As you deliver God's word, you need His power.
你需要在高油底下。
You need to speak under the anointing.
我们知道在旧约的时候
We know in the Old Testament
所有要侍奉神的人必须要受膏
All those who served God they were all anointed
今天我们也是一样
Same with us today
你看当时的使徒
And the apostle
他们主升天的时候
After all ascended to heaven
有500个弟兄看见
There were 500 brethren saw his ascension
有120个人回到耶路撒冷
But 120 returned to Jerusalem
在这里有一个问题
Here we had a question
这一班人
This group of people
都看见过主
They all saw the Lord
都看见主的死
They all saw his witnesses there
都看见主的埋葬
They witnessed his burial
都看见主的复活
They witnessed his resurrection
也看见主的升天
And they also witnessed his ascension
他们有了这样的经历
They had such experience
好像说马上就可以到地界去为主做见
As though they were all already qualified to go to the ends of the world to preach
因为见证是把你说听见说看见的见证出来
Because witnessing is simply witness what you've seen what you've heard
那么他们看见
They saw
他们听见
They heard
他们可以出去
They can go and preach
但是住手
But Lord said no
你要回到耶路撒冷
You went to Jerusalem
等候那天上来的能力
You wait from the power from on high.
然后你们要去
Then you go.
从耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚以及地极处
And from Jerusalem to the ends of the world.
弟兄姊妹
Friends,
不错我们有了神的话
Yes, true, we have God's word.
这个话是真的
This word is real.
我们可以见证
We can witness it's real.
但是如果不是在圣灵的大能底下
But it's not under the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们看见这个话他是
The word is me.
所以需要圣灵把这个话带出去。
So we need the Holy Spirit to deliver the word.
保罗说：“我在哪里传扬基督耶稣，并他被十字架。”
So Paul said, "I preach Christ and Him crucified."
这个人说话
，this word.
但是他说：“我不是用高言大辩。”
He said, "I do not use eloquent superior words."
我是用圣灵和大能做见证。
It is by the Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，
是保罗说，
我们在那里传神的话，要仰望主的圣。
So when we preach God's word, we must look to the Holy Spirit.
感谢赞美主，
praise God.
当主升天的时候
，After he ascended to heaven，
神就膏了他。
He was anointed，
立他为主为基。
And he is now Christ， he is now the Lord，
是不是
？Isn't that true？
膏油在主里面。
Now the oil is on the head，
就流到他里面。
And it comes down to his feet，
一直到他里面。
And to the to his foot，
这是什么图画？
What is his picture?
因着主的升天
is because of his ascension.
他受膏了为主为基督
because he is now made as Lord in Christ.
现在圣灵就降下
and now the Holy Spirit come upon us.
我不知道这个胡须是不是都是徒胡须
I do not know if this beard referred to the apostles.
是不是都那一百二十人
This beard may be referred to the 120.
但是这个膏油是一直留下。
But the oil kept coming down, pouring down.
人告诉我们
，People tell us，
当中是大祭司受膏的时候
，When the Old Testament priest was anointed，
你不是把一点点的膏油啊在他头上点起
？It is not a few drops of oil upon him，
但是把那个膏油浇在他的头上
，It is poured upon him，
所以就膏油一直流到他全身
，And so the oil flowed down his whole，
一直到衣襟上。
Until the skirt.
换句话说
，another word，
他整个的人就得膏油。
The entire person is under the anointing.
在那个膏油的能力底下
，under the power of the anointing，
他就在那里侍
奉。Then he is qualified to serve.
所以弟兄姊妹
，so far sisters，
我们看见神已经立我们的主为基督。
Our God has already made him Lord in Christ.
在五旬节那一天，膏油就下来。
On the day of Pentecost, Holy Spirit came down.
圣灵今天在地上。
The Holy Spirit is on earth.
他涂抹他基督的身体。
His anointing the body part.
如果你今天是基督身体上的一个肢体
，Today if you are a member of the body part.
如果今天你伏在元首基督的底下
，Today if you submit yourself under His headship.
这个膏油就是你的福分。
This anointing is your portion.
是你的产业。
It is your inheritance.
因为它一直流到一级。
Because once it comes down to the whole body.
也许你不过是一个一级呢。
Maybe you are at the bottom of the rope of the priest.
但是这膏油已经涂掉了。
But the anointing is also.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
我们是基督徒。
We are Christians.
什么叫做基督？
What does mean by Christian?
基督就是受膏油。
And Christ means the anointed one.
基督徒
Christians
都是受膏。
We are also the anointed.
我们都是受了膏油。
We are all under the anointing.
现在我们要在这个能力底下来传道。
So we must preach the word under the anointing.
每次当我们传神话语的时候
，Every time we preach God's word，
我们要把自己伏在元首的底下。
We must submit ourselves under His headship.
我们要依靠圣灵的大
能 ，We must rely on the power of the Holy Spirit。
这样神的话就能出去
，Then God's word will be released。
因为不是依靠神
，It is not by might，
也不是依靠才能
，Nor by power，
只靠着主的灵才能
，But by the Spirit of God。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My brothers，
我们需要在高度
，We need to be under the anointing。
对。我们不但需要有膏油
，We not only need to have anointing，
我们需要用祷告来配合我们传的
We must also pray with the word that we are releasing。
许多的时候我们传神的话
，Oftentimes we preach God's word，
但是背后没有祷告
，But there's no prayer behind。
这个话语。就打了很大的折扣
，and because that the world will suffer much。
不但我们在那里寻求神话语的时候需要祷告
，not only when we're seeking His word we need to pray。
我们在传话的时候也要祷告
，when we deliver the word we need to pray。
我们传话完了之后，我们还要祷告
，after we have delivered the word we also need to pray。
叫神的话语能在人的里面。能发生东西
，so that the God's word will bear the fruit。
许多的时候，我们在预备神话语的时候有祷告
，oftentimes in preparation God's word we pray。
但是传话的时候就没有祷告
，so when we deliver the word we fail to pray。
有的时候传了话就完了
Sometimes we just pray and I preach and that's finished.
那好像我的责任完了。
My responsibility is
over.
No, our responsibility will come to an end.
我们还要把我们所传的话带到神面前。
Even we have to bring the word we preach back to the Lord.
我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
求神祝福他。
That God will bless His own word.
叫他的话语能结果会荣耀。
That the word will bear fruit and to give Him glory.
因为弟兄姊妹，我们知道，
we know
传神的话，因为带着给树的征战。
To preach God's word, we are engaged in a spiritual warfare.
要开人的心眼。
To open the eyes of people,
把他从黑暗里面拯救出来。
To deliver them from darkness to light, and to be sons of the kingdom of light.
叫他们注意这座圣殿,
so that their sins may be forgiven.
与圣徒一同在天上的敬业,
and share their inheritance with the saints.
你知道这是仇敌不干净,
or so this is something the adversary will not allow it to happen.
所以在那里有个树林的正常,
so they are engaged in spiritual conflict warfare.
祷告,
so therefore, our weapon is prayer.
我们需要多方的祷告。
We need pray in all seasons.
我们能把神的旨意执行在这里。
So that we can execute our will on earth.
能把神国度
and bring in His kingdom.
所以是需要多方的祷告。
So we need much prayer.
什么时候有多方的祷告？
Whenever there is much prayer,
就是话语软弱一点。
Even though the word is a little bit weak,
神安慰我们。但是什么时候，如果话语满足起来，
or if the word seemingly to be very strong,
但是背后我们祷告的时候，
but it's not the backing up of prayer,
许多的话被阻止。
Much of the word will be taken by the
Holy Spirit,
so that it will be merciful.
教我们真是多有。
God will raise many brothers and sisters
so
that they are able to deliver to them. This part. Our God, we pray. It's your mercy that you let us through this
week.
For all your grace and mercy, we glorify. All is your doing. Lord, if there's anything that's out of us, we pray you to cover with the precious blood. We look to you. That in this last day, among your own children, that you will find true worshippers before you. That you will raise up, watch, those who watch and pray. We also pray that you raise many that can be ministers of your own word. That your church may be built. In the Lord Jesus.